This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Tens of thousands of people rallied on the streets of Tel Aviv on Saturday night as anti-government protesters joined forces with demonstrators calling for a deal to return the remaining hostages held in Gaza. Osnat Ghosh is one of the protesters.
We have to shout loud that we have to bring them alive now. We cannot wait any longer. It's been enough, 11 months exactly today, that the people are dying in the tunnel. We cannot let it happen. We cannot go on with our life without thinking about them, without praying to them. They will come back home with us, and they're not supposed to be there.
Many, like Nahum Tal, blame Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for not accepting a deal.
That is a shame. Does good government represent us? It's a far away from what the people of Israel thinking, the majority.
Israeli military strikes across the Palestinian Gaza Strip killed at least 61 people in the space of 48 hours, medics said on Saturday, as Israeli forces battled Hamas-led militants. The boarding school fire in Kenya has claimed the lives of more than 20 boys. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Government workers began removing the bodies of the children as they tried to account for dozens of boys who are still missing. The fire burned down a dormitory that was housing more than 100 boys aged between 10 and 14. Anxious parents who had been waiting all day for news about their children were allowed to see what remained of the building. Some parents broke down as they left the scene. Police are still investigating the cause of the fire. The government has urged school administrators to enforce boarding guidelines that require dormitories to be spacious, with three doors and no grills on the windows for easy escape in case of fires. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
This is VOA News. The United States and Ecuador circulated a draft resolution asking the United Nations to begin planning for a UN peacekeeping operation to replace the Kenya-led mission now in the Caribbean nation, helping people to quell gang violence. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The proposed Security Council resolution obtained Friday by the Associated Press says UN peacekeepers are needed in order to sustain the gains made by the UN-backed multinational mission, which has seen almost 400 Kenyan police deploy since June to help the Haitian National Police. The circulation of the short resolution to all 15 council members follows U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit to Haiti. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The United States has told allies that it believes Iran has sent short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for use in Ukraine, according to two people familiar with the matter. They provided no details on the number of missiles or timing, but confirmed the U.S. intelligence finding, speaking anonymously as the information hasn't been made public. Boeing's Starliner capsule landed in the New Mexico desert late Friday night, but with no astronauts on board. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Boeing's first astronaut mission ended Friday night with an empty capsule landing and two test pilots still in space.
Touchdown. Starliner is back on Earth.
NASA commercial crew manager Steve Stitch says it was hard leaving astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams at the space station.
I think we made the right decision to not have Butch and Sonny on board. It's awfully hard for the team. It's hard for me when we sit here and have a successful landing to be in that position.
NASA judged their return too risky and booked SpaceX to bring them home next year, more than 8 months after they launched on Starliner. I'm Julie Walker.
World Bank President Ajay Banga visited the Pacific Island nation of Tuvalu that is struggling with the impacts of climate change. Arti Thiamparan has more.
You know, adaptation and resilience is not only about infrastructure, as in physical. It's also about human infrastructure and helping them have the quality of life that they deserve.
Young people here need training to help them move and adapt. This could mean investment in skills institutes for jobs such as nursing or plumbing, Banga says. Banga says the impact of rising sea levels due to climate change is clear, as the tiny nation has fortified its ports and reclaimed coastal land. Tuvalu has a population of about 11,000 people. They live on 10 square miles stretched across 9 atolls. Scientists say by 2050, half of Tuvalu's main town of Funafuti will be inundated by tides.
That was Arti Thiamparan from Reuters. For expanded coverage, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.